Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Azerbaijan Airlines said Friday preliminary results showed one of its planes, which crashed in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people and left all 29 survivors injured on Wednesday, experienced, quote, external physical and technical interference, unquote. I thought the plane was going to fall apart, Subankar Rakhimov, one of the passengers, told Reuters from hospital, adding that he had begun to recite prayers and prepare for the end after hearing one loud bang as it approached its original destination, Grozny, in southern Russia. Azerbaijan Airlines suspended a host of flights to Russian cities Friday. Asked about reports Russian air defenses had mistakenly shot down the aircraft, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said on Friday he had nothing to add and did not want to give any assessments until the official investigation reached its conclusions. South Korea's parliament impeached acting President Han Duck-soo Friday following his decision not to appoint three justices to the Constitutional Court bench, which is currently reviewing President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment case. The impeachment of Prime Minister Han, who has been acting president since Yoon himself was impeached December 14th for declaring martial law December 3rd, has thrown South Korea into uncharted territory. I declare that the impeachment motion of Prime Minister Han Duck-soo was passed with 192 votes out of 192 votes cast. The motion, led by opposition parties, passed with 192 of 300 votes amid rowdy scenes by ruling People Power Party members who surrounded the speaker's podium while chanting that the vote was invalid and that parliament had committed tyranny. South Korea's new acting president is now Choi Sung-mok, who is also the finance minister. Germany is headed for a national election 7 months early. President Frank-Walter Steinmeier ordered the parliament dissolved and set new elections for February 23rd. Steinmeier made his decision after Chancellor Olaf Scholz's governing coalition collapsed. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say they asked for and got the retraction of an independent monitor's warning of imminent famine in North Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The Famine System Network issued the warning this week. The new report had warned that starvation deaths in North Gaza could reach famine levels as soon as next month. It cited what it called Israel's near-total blockade of food and water. The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Jacob Lowe, criticized the finding as inaccurate and irresponsible. The U.S. Agency for International Development, which funds the famine monitoring report, told the AP Lowe had asked for and gotten the report's retraction. USAID officials have told the AP that it had asked the group for greater review of discrepancies in some of the data. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Israeli forces raided the Kamal Adwan Hospital, one of only three medical facilities on the northern edge of the Gaza Strip on Friday, ordering dozens of patients and hundreds of others to evacuate the compound, officials said. The Palestinian Health Ministry said contact with staff inside the facility, which has been under heavy pressure from Israeli forces for weeks, had been lost. According to medics, in separate incidents across Gaza, Israeli strikes killed at least 25 people on Friday. Ukraine's military intelligence says North Korean troops are suffering heavy losses in Russia's Kursk region and face logistical difficulties as a result of Ukrainian attacks. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The intelligence agency said that Ukrainian strikes inflicted heavy casualties on North Korean units. Ukraine's president said earlier this week that 3,000 North Korean troops have been killed and wounded in the fighting in the Kursk region. It marked the first significant estimate by Ukraine of North Korean casualties several weeks after Kyiv announced that North Korea had sent 10,000 to 12,000 troops to Russia to help it in the almost three-year war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Of course, when a ship drags anchors along the seabed long way, it can't go unnoticed.
Estonian Justice Minister Liisa Pakosta said maritime law has to be changed to protect undersea infrastructure after cables connecting it to Finland were again damaged this week.
The situation that is now at the Baltic Sea, where the anchors have been dropping several times in a row, it can't be by accident.
Finnish authorities on Thursday seized a ship carrying Russian oil in the Baltic Sea on suspicion it caused the outage of an undersea power cable connecting Finland in Estonia a day earlier, and that it also damaged or broke four internet lines. Peru's government on Thursday declared an environmental emergency in a northern coastal area where state oil firm PetroPeru last weekend spilled a crude oil shipment into surrounding waters of the Pacific Ocean. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.